What's up, y'all? It's your girl Envy, and I'm here today with Envy Car Podcast. Okay, guys, we're gonna discuss what's going on with woman reproductive system, right? Why is it so difficult for a woman to conceive, to get pregnant, or to keep their baby? Why is it so difficult now? Why is it difficult for women to have children? Now, I've been contemplating and I've been thinking about this. And, you know, I'm just wondering because men, guys, and women, I'm just really bothered. Because when I look back at my grandmother on my mama's side, she had 6 kids. And my grandmother on my daddy's side, she had 9 kids. So what's going on with us now? Like, why is it so difficult for a woman to get pregnant? Or even if they do get pregnant, they end up losing their babies. Like, why? What's really going on? So my question is it the food? Is it the lifestyle? Is it the air? Like, what's going on? What's really going on? So I've been like, okay, what did they do? What was the difference? What did our grandparents and great-grandparents did many years ago that we may not be doing now? And I started thinking, right? Our grandparents and great-grandparents, they used to eat from their land, right? They didn't eat processed foods. They ate from their land, you know. Their chickens was from the land. Their food was from their land. Their fruits, their vegetables was from their land. And, they didn't eat processed food. So is this the reason why they, you know, they got pregnant so easily? And to be honest with you, did they even have or were they having their babies more at home? Because the next thing is women, a lot of minority women are losing their life at childbirth. And we cannot act like this is not true. This is so true. So on top of everything that we are going through with having kids, either they said we have, like the women, we're having fibroids, we're having PCOS, you know, it's just always something, right? And I'm like, damn, but what happened? Like, why wasn't our grandparents and great-grandparents having these issues back then? And, you know, I just have to think, like, what's in the food, honey? What's in our food? What's in our food? What's, you know, what's the lifestyle that we're doing now that we're having issues? I mean, I'm just trying to figure this out. And I know plenty of women that would like to know, like, what is the problem, right? Because I know a couple people that would really, really like to have kids. And, you know, they're having issues having children. And they don't know why. Like, they don't know what's going on. The doctor have already told them, like, they got fibroids or they have PCOS. And, you know, they're just having problems having their kids. So I just, you know, want to say maybe it's time for us to start planting our own foods. Maybe it's time we just start having our own farms, planting our own foods, growing our own food, and, you know, eating from our own land. And then if we start doing that, then we see what's the difference. What's the difference when we were eating processed food or food from, you know, the groceries, the market and stuff, and when we start eating from our own land. Like, we have to see, like, did our bodies become better, or did it stay the same, or did it get worse? Like, we should at least try and see what is the difference instead of just not doing anything, you know, because sitting and asking and wondering but not making a move to at least start the process in, you know, planting your own foods or getting your own farms, it's not going to get us anywhere. We just have to start protecting each other. Like, I feel like because women are going through this, we have to come together, gather together, and say, you know what? Let's figure this out on our own, because obviously no one is helping, right? So we just have to come together and figure things out. And, you know, about the how many minorities are dying at childbirth, like, why is this? Can someone call me, DM me, let me know, what is the reason? Why is there a problem when our minorities are giving birth? Like, why are so many of us being unalive, right? Why are we not surviving? So, yeah, we just have to ask these tough questions, and we have to push to get the answers, because if we don't, we will never know what's really going on, right? And the best thing to do is, a closed mouth never get fed, right? I remember when I was a kid, I used to hear those, a closed mouth never gets fed. And when you become an adult, you kind of understand now, oh, what it meant, a closed mouth never get fed. So without saying anything, nothing is going to happen, right? Without doing anything, nothing is going to happen, right? We have to make the move. We have to make the move on planting our own foods so we can know we're at least eating better, planting our own foods, having our own, you know, animals, just having our own food, eating from our own land and seeing, you know, if that's going to be better for our body. And, you know, asking questions about, you know, the difference, why when there was midwives from now in the hospital, why is there so many deaths with minorities at childbirth? And so, yeah, I just wanted to come on here and just speak about this briefly, because, you know, I was talking with my friends and we was just trying to figure out, like, what is going on? Like, what is going on? So I said, you know what? I'm going to come and I'm going to ask and I'm going to speak about this, because this is important as well. You know, a lot of us would really like to know what is going on. Why is there a problem with women having babies now? Why is it, okay, a problem? And there it goes. So, guys, it is Wednesday, and I would just like to say, have a beautiful, beautiful, productive day, okay? And a successful one. Bye, guys.